upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Welcome back. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 15, 2019, and boy, do I have a story for you today that's going to, so to speak, set your hair on fire. Well, I want to thank first all the people who are coming to this podcast. I've gotten great response from several people, and I just appreciate the fact that so many people now seem to be more in tune with listening to stuff than they do reading stuff. That's okay. If you have commute time or you're, you know, in the gym or whatever, and you have a smartphone, which everybody seems to have these days, it makes it really, really easy to stay in touch with what's going on vis-a-vis Technocracy. Technocracy.news is the only website on the internet that deals with Technocracy from a critical point of view. Don't ask me why there are no others. I don't know. I can't explain it. But it's the truth. You can search, you'll find out. We have a very important role to fulfill here to alert at least Americans as to what's going on here with sustainable development, with this Green New Deal, etc. Nobody else is really hitting the nail exactly on the head, and we're trying to do that. Well, I've been after this for 45 years, so we hope that it's working that way. I also want to just say we have no advertisements on Technocracy News and Trends. I don't believe in advertisement. I'd like to, just to get the money, you know, to help support the website, but I'm so annoyed by all of the ads that appear, you know, the pop-ups, popovers, layovers, and everything else under the sun that comes up just to aggravate readers. You have to fight your way upstream to read the article underneath all the stuff. I don't do that, and I'm not going to do it. That means we don't have any income from advertising, so we have set up an account on patreon.com. Easy to find is patreon.com/technocracy, and you can support us by chipping in a couple of bucks a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever, any amount's fine. There's no required donation, but we want to stay on the air and we want to build our reach to other avenues and stuff. And you can also help, of course, by sharing everything we have through social media, through email, through meetings and whatever. Just get it out there. Tell people about it. But your support would be greatly appreciated on patreon.com/technocracy. If you're new to this whole thing, Technocracy, you should really take advantage of the quick start guide that we've published on Technocracy News and Trends. There's a link to it in the right-hand column. It's very easy to find. Lots of links and also some videos you can listen to that will get you up to speed. Having said that, I want to dispatch with a couple of stories today real quickly to get to the meat of today's broadcast. Number one, GMO cooking oil quietly arrives in restaurants. This is a story that might alarm you. It probably should a little bit. But the FDA, now Food and Drug Administration, has given a free pass to a company who's making GMO foods like canola. They're making other, they're inventing other types of genetically modified food as well, like, oh, better tomatoes, herbicide tolerant canola, and rice that doesn't absorb pollution, and wheat that makes more fiber. This company is really on the leading edge of using CRISPR technology to edit the genome of these various plants. And they're getting a free pass from the FDA because they claim, well, it's substantially the same thing as what we used to do with selective breeding in the field. That's what farmers always did, and geneticists in the universities and stuff, the Farm Extension, the Farm Bureau. They used to breed plants selectively to bring out certain traits and so on, which is all natural. And so they say, well, it's the same thing. There's nothing unnatural about this. It's giving, you know, the same process. No, it isn't. Sorry, fail. It is not the same process. The danger here is, of course, when you begin to manipulate nature's genome, when you don't know what you're doing, in the first place, you don't know the full extent of what it is you're doing, you're risking the entire global food chain. This is not good. Second story, Andrew Yang, 2020 presidential candidate, is running on universal basic income. Everybody should just be given $1,000 a month. Everybody be happy. All the unemployed people will, you know, I don't know what you could do with $1,000 a month. That's less than most Social Security. Can't live on it. You might be able to make a couple of car payments on it, but that's about it. Anyway, this article that I posted says five reasons why universal basic income will never work. And it is the truth, folks. It will. It won't work. It absolutely cannot work. But the big tech firms that are creating all this technology, AI, robotics, and so on, that is displacing workers in real jobs, everything from restaurants to truckers to bankers, the people that are being displaced are being called by big tech as the unemployables. Not the unemployed. The unemployables. Because they'll never have a job again. There's nothing they can train for. Jobs are getting fewer. People are still there. They're alive. What can we do with all those people that are not going to have any job to go to? Well, universal basic income is what comes to their mind. And that's why you see all the big tech companies supporting the idea. And Andrew Yang is one of them. He's running as president on it. I doubt very seriously he's going to get anywhere, but you see, they keep pushing this idea, and it just keeps coming back like a bad penny. Very unfortunate. The real news today that I want to get to that's just absolutely stunning is that the very elitist, the global elite group in Europe, known as the Club of Rome, one of the most nefarious organizations, by the way, in my opinion, within the global elite, they tweeted yesterday. Yes, in a tweet, just like President Trump puts out tweets on stuff, and it surprises people. Well, here's what they wrote in their tweet on Twitter. The Club of Rome deems the students' concerns to be utterly justified and calls for governments to listen to the call for urgent action from young people, scientists, and experts across the globe. And then it gives a link to the full statement, which I have included in this article, by the way, that I just posted. The name of the article is Busted. Club of Rome reveals gushing support for Green New Deal. Now, why is this significant? Well, as you know, I've said for a long time, if you follow Technocracy News for very long, I have said that sustainable development, climate change, global warming, etc., is all a manufactured crisis put forward originally by the Trilateral Commission and still supported today in order to drive sustainable development throughout the world, which is a resource-based economic system. This is flipping capitalism and free enterprise into this otherworldly type of economic system now, which has kind of been repackaged for us in the Green New Deal. This is not green, it's not new, and it's not a deal. It's the same old garbage that we've had for the last 25 to 30 years emanating from groups like the Club of Rome, from like the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, etc. The global elite is orchestrating this entire scam. I call it a scam because what else could it be? The Club of Rome is really an interesting organization. They were the ones that wrote a book way back in, 1968, I believe it came out, called Limits to Growth. This was a book that used every possible panic type of a crisis type of an argument to demand immediate action from governments. And you can read Limits to Growth. I put a link to it in here. It's been scanned. It's an old book now, but it's scanned on the internet. You can get it and read it for free. And you just hardly won't believe what these people have to say. But they teamed up with people like Paul Ehrlich, of course, a population bomb who said that we're all going to die because we're breeding like insects and the world will be so overpopulated, but half of us will starve to death and so on. But Limits to Growth called for population control. It called for balancing the resources of the earth against the population on the face of the earth. We know that this worked its way into Agenda 21 as a policy doctrine as well, that population on earth needs to be reduced in order to be able to survive. This is only their idea of this. This is, in fact, is far from the truth, and many people have stated that for a very long time. So the Club of Rome has, for decades now, rubbed shoulders with members of the Bilderberg Group in Europe and the members of the Trilateral Commission. I wouldn't say that they work closely within the same political organization, but they have been spread around and they all are on the same page as far as sustainable development is concerned. The Sunrise Movement, that is this, they are the backers of this protest in the United States where young people are going to cut school and they're going to go protest global warming, against global warming, in order to force the adults into some kind of political action. And this is what they say about themselves on their own website, Sunrise Movement. We are ordinary young people who are scared about what climate crisis means for the people and places we love. We're gathering in classrooms, living rooms, and worship halls across the country. Everyone has a role to play. Public opinion is already with us. If we unite by the millions, we can turn this into political power and reclaim our democracy. Sure they can. Well, here's the thing. Young people are being fed a line. They're being manipulated and orchestrated for political purposes of this global elite. They don't have a clue what's going on. In the Club of Rome's 1991 book, The First Global Revolution, that's also available on Amazon still, here's what they wrote. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. In their totality and in their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. You can see why they're supporting the Green New Deal and this student protest. They're simply looking for political power to make it so. Now, the Club of Rome, I'll say it again, you just heard it, they take credit for coming up with the idea of global warming in order to drive global adoption of sustainable development. It was an intentional, premeditated fraud. There's no other way to talk about it. Now, this is not conspiracy, mind you. This is their actual words from their published book in 1991, The First Global Revolution. They're finally getting traction on it with the Green New Deal in America and with the student protests that are going to rip the heart out of adults and force them into action, where the only action, again, I'll say again, is to create and fall into sustainable development. I've also included in this article, by the way, a documentary that somebody recently made just a few days ago released, just simply called Technocracy. And it's a compilation of various interviews that I've given and other people have given on some of these topics. And around the hour mark, there's a great segment on the Club of Rome. I suggest you listen to the entire thing. It's over an hour, but great listening to, and for sure pick up the section on the Club of Rome and find out what, you know, really what it's all about. Now, I've also included the full statement in this article of the Club of Rome. I went to their website. Sure enough, there it is. Not only the tweet message that they put out, but also their joint statement called, well, Statement in Support of Global Student Climate Protests. It's dated 14 March 2019, and it's very pointed. In it, they say it has been 50 years since the limits to growth, which alerted the world to the acute environmental and demographic challenges ahead. Decades of exponential growth in both population and consumption are now colliding with the limits of the Earth's biosphere. We concur with the Extinction Rebellion and the student protesters that we cannot turn a blind eye to the dual tipping points of species extinction and climate change. Emergency action is more necessary than ever and cannot be put off any longer. We no longer have the luxury of time. And then they say, we know the facts. We have the solutions. We just need the political will. Global action is lagging and is often woefully inadequate, stymied by political meandering. Well, the Club of Rome is probably clapping their hands and jumping for joy that this whole Green New Deal movement has gotten off the ground in America and in Europe too, because after all, they know the facts, they say, and they have solutions, they say. What they lack is the political will. Well, of course, this is where the con hits sit cut in. The political will is being developed by the Sunrise Movement, Green New Deal, and all the things surrounding it in order to force our entry into sustainable development. That's the solutions that they have. So I hope you read the whole thing. This is so important to understand. Global warming, Green New Deal, sustainable development, all the things surrounding it, my friends, is a complete fraud perpetrated on the world in order to lead the world to do something they do not really want to do in order to further the position and the ownership of the world by this same global elite. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. We'll have another follow-up to the story early next week, giving you some idea of the genesis of this, who's involved in this. We'll see you then.